Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hey Amun Aleph tells us an interesting pasuk or two pasukim in Yechezkel that says Hamizbeach eight shalosh amos gavoa. The mizbeach was a certain dimension. Then the pasuk says Vaydaber Eli Zeh Shulchan Ashilfnei Hashem, and this is a shulchan. So the Gemara asks the question: Pasach b'mizbeach. It starts off by describing this vessel as a mizbeach. But this sign b'sholchan, it concludes describing this the same very vessel as a sholchan. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both say, "Kozman shebeis hamikdash kayim." When the beis hamikdash is built, mizbeach mechaper al yisrael. It's the mizbeach and all of the karbanos that's mechaper for am yisrael. The achshav nowadays, where of course there is no beis hamikdash, shulchano shel adam mechaper alav. A person's table is what provides kapara. The tzedakah that a person gives, the anim who he invites over to the table, that's what provides the kapara. The shulchan replaces the function of the mizbeach. And there are a number of halachas that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Poskim, how we see that the Shulchan Aruch reflects, that the shulchan reflects the mizbeach. One such halacha is brought down by the poskim, that a person is supposed to dip their challah in salt. You're supposed to dip the challah in salt, because since the shulchan's like mizbeach, and the pasuk tells us by karbonos, al kol karboncha takriv melech, every single carbon must be salt, so too the challah, which represents the carbon on the shulchan, on the mizbeach, you need to dip it in salt, and this is brought down in the Ramah, simin kuf samich zayim. Now, according to this idea that's based on karbanos, and that's why we have salt sprinkled on the challah, or the challah dipped in the salt, so the Chassam Sofer and his family had a minhag not to dip the salt at nighttime, because we learn from the Pesukim in Sefer Vayikra that karbanos were only brought by yom, only brought during the daytime, but they weren't brought by laila. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer and his family and his Talmidim did not dip the challah in the salt, because there were no karbanos. That being said, the poskim understand that one should still leave the salt on the table, even though you're not dipping it in. Because there's another reason why you have to have salt on the table. Not only because the shulchan is compared to mizbeach, but there's another reason which is brought down by the Tosfos in Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, based on a medrash that Kishe Yisrael Yoshvin al shulchan, when Klai Yisrael is sitting at the table, umamtinin zed zed, and they're waiting for each other, achi lu yudam, so they're sitting, they can't talk in Torah, they're sitting empty with mitzvos, vehein below mitzvos, they have no mitzvos, hasatin mekachek alem, the satan now has an opportunity, they're vulnerable. So the Medrash says, as quoted by Tosos, bris melach magin alem, the salt is going to protect, somehow the salt leaves off, it wards off the various distractions of the satan, and somehow the melech represents the mitzvah, and therefore even according to the Chassam Sofer, who now dipped the challah in salt at nighttime, it should still have the salt on the table, as Ramah also includes this, v'hu mage mina pranios, that the salt, in addition to it representing the carbon, it's also there to ward off all the pranios. And the Kaf HaChaim adds one step further. He says it's the practice that one should leave the salt even there during benching, even though the meal is over.